You are now listening to Shotgun Sports, powered by Winchester. Recorded in the U.S. and streaming all over the world, we talk to shotgun shooters from all disciplines, world-class instructors, gun clubs, target setters, vendors, and industry-leading companies that fuel the sport. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and connect with us on social media. You can also catch our episodes on ShotgunSportsUSA.com.
If you or your club are looking to purchase Pro-Matic traps, make sure you get in touch with Rick Hemingway. He is the largest Pro-Matic dealer in the country and can handle everything for you. Rick offers new and pre-owned units and exceptional service. He also has a huge rental fleet, so no job is too big or small. Rick is well known for setting championship-style targets and designing unbelievable courses, so make sure you ask him about his turnkey services for skeet, trap, and five-stand. Contact Rick today at backwoodsquailclub.com or call 843-546-1466. This is an episode from 2020 SHOT Show in Las Vegas, when we sat down with Ben Frank from Winchester Ammunition and discussed the all-new AA Diamond Grade.
I call it like a showroom here at SHOT Show, and they have revealed the all-new Diamond Grade AA.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to stop by. I got Zach Keenbaum, Desiree Edmonds, and Anthony Matarese Jr. here with us. And I wanted to stop by and let you explain what all is new in this shell. Why is it the Diamond Grade?
Well, you know, this kind of goes back a little bit to, what, a few months ago when you guys came to Nilo?
Yeah, we were at Nilo late last summer, I think.
First I met Zach and Desi, and we were out at Nilo. We were just discussing sporting clays and, you know, our position in it with our, you know, historic AAs. AAs have been around since 1965, and we've added things throughout the course of time, and it's like, what do you guys need? What do you see out there today that might help you in your game? And so we took a lot of their feedback, and that's kind of really where AA Diamond Grade was birthed. So the key features in Diamond Grade really start with the Diamond Grade shot. So Diamond Grade shot is 8% antimony, copper plated shot. It's the hardest shot that we could build, hardest lead shot we can build. Our AAs use a 6% antimony. Standard target loads use 2%. What's antimony is it's an element that makes your shot harder. It gets pretty technical, but that hardness really keeps your shot round when you shoot. So when you shoot, we've got some vials here. You can't quite see it over the radio, but it makes a big difference on that shot, keeping it round. You know, that softer shot presses against itself, puts little flats on there, and what that's going to do, it's going to fly less true. 6% with AAs, significant improvement over your standard target loads, and we're taking that to the next level with Diamond Grade.
I know Zach, he's been talking about this. You know, he's walking around showing me pictures of him holding the box and holding the shell, and he's getting all excited about this, but you haven't really got the final product in your hands to shoot.
Well,
yet,
I've shot about 150 of them.
Okay.
It was the 1 ounce 1250, which is not necessarily what I shoot generally. But it's pretty amazing breaks on some stuff. I mean, it's a quality load top to bottom. Not even, let's obviously the pattern density is outstanding, but we can't compare this to a lot of the imported loads or a lot of stuff, because this is a premium load from top to bottom. If you're talking about the hull or the primer, you're not worried about some of these, you know, piercing primers. You're not worried about not injecting out of your gun. The packaging is light years better than any of the imported stuff. It's hard to compare it to just about anything on the market, because it is, like I said, premium in every way.
Yeah, the boxes. I'll post a picture of the box. I'm sure we can do that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll post a picture of the box.
It's out there for everybody now. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Even the way it feels. I mean, the small stuff, you know,
right.
it's nice. So I'm glad we got to sit down and look at this. And I wanted to ask, you know, your opinion, all three of the shooters, what they're excited about this year shooting this load. You know, you're not going to shoot standard double A's, right?
I'll shoot. I don't think I'll ever not shoot standard double A's. It just depends on the event or
– It's
I mean, I can't say that I'm not going to shoot 100% diamond grade, but
right.
who knows? I've got supreme confidence in the regular double A line. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. USA-made shell.
Absolutely. Yep, we make it in East Alton, Illinois. One of the things that I remember you guys talking about when you were there was it's kind of like – when you're golf and you got to have that just that right club for that right situation. That's what really we were looking for with diamond grade, was to have that club, so to speak, for that right situation.
Yeah.
So I think we've done that, but I mean, you get the proof will be in the pudding for you guys to be out there. You know, you mentioned the 1250. I mean, you know, Desi shoots 1250, so maybe we were a little bit lenient. We should have did 50-50, but you know,
diamonds,
ladies first,
are kind girls' of, best friend.
That's right.
You had to start with the 1 ounce 1250.
I told Zach a few minutes ago. I said Desi's got all the pull Winchester. You're just here.
She got the first sporting clays load to be red. You know, we built 1250 1 ounce in double A's, and it historically in the sporting clays they're a smoke gray colored tube. And she's like, you know, I really like red.
It has to be that double A red so it can match my nails when I get them done.
So all of your shells are red?
Well,
I haven't noticed that. The
standard 1 ounce 1250 double A's are red. And like Ben was saying earlier, this diamond grade, it adds the golf club, but it adds a tool to the arsenal. That's kind of the way I think about it. Whether it's a 7.5 or an 8 in a regular double A or the 7.5 in this diamond grade. You know, for some people, they might shoot it diamond grade for everything. For other people, they might put, you know, 5 or 6 in their pocket, and it's for that target that makes them nervous, or the, you know, 55-yard on-edge crosser. Targets are getting, you know, more extreme. And
smaller.
In turn, you know, Winchester's trying to give us the tools to combat that. We got to shoot them farther. We got to hit them harder.
Yep.
And I think the diamond grade is the ticket for that. I'm super excited this year to just see the effects long-term throughout the whole year. You know, different tournaments, different target sets. Obviously, in sporting, every tournament we go to, we get different target setters. And
right.
We have World FITASC this year in the United States, which, generally speaking, FITASC is those extra far, extra fast, just a little bit tougher targets. So I might shoot all diamond grade in that.
You may not know this yet, but are these going to be – where can you buy these at?
They're going to be available to all of our retailers. So,
okay.
And we've had a lot of excitement around it. I mean, because, you know, folks know – you know, folks meaning our customers, you know, the retailers of the world, the small dealers of the world, they recognize how good double A's are and the performance that – the folks that come into their shops are looking for, and double A's have historically done that. And then when you go in and tell them the story behind diamond grade, they get it.
Right.
You know? And so and you're really not talking about a whole heck of a lot more per box. It is a slight premium over double A's, but it's probably around a buck a box, maybe less in some instances. So,
right.
You know, for that additional performance to be pretty close to standard double A pricing is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Yeah, and it comes in 4 different load specs. So the 1 ounce 1250, 1 ounce 1350, ounce and an eighth 1250, and an ounce and an eighth 1300. So if you're shooting regular double A's, you have the ability to shoot 2 different shells at the same load spec, all the way down to the super targets, you know, for practice. So you get consistency with, you know, different variations
throughout the line.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing, and I didn't even really think about till we kind of sat down and talked a little bit here, but truly, you know, you look at our double A line, and we've went after every target shooter that's out there. But, you know, coming up with something that was a specific sporting clays discipline type load, we hadn't really done that other than changing velocities, you know.
Right.
We just looked at the velocity. Let's use the same components in AA's, and they do work. I mean, that piece of it works. You guys then decide on what shot sizes work best for you. But in this particular instance, I'm excited because it's like sporting clays is continuing to grow, and now we've got something that this is exactly for those folks.
Yeah. I keep looking at the box, and the first thing I thought about is when that box gets wet, it's not going to tear.
Oh, exactly.
That's just some small things
premium,
that I look at. You know,
I don't want to make any promises on the cardboard, depending upon what kind of winds or rainstorms you're in.
Right.
It definitely
can handle a little more moisture than.
Yeah,
and some of the other stuff.
And kind of to backtrack, you were talking about the high antimony, you know, holding the roundness. So you're getting, you know, more uniform patterns out at the target. And clay targets are getting smaller. I mean, we're shooting 60 millimeter, 70 millimeter, 90 millimeter targets now. So to have confidence that you have no holes in your pattern at
distance,
that far distance.
Yep.
Is what the shell can provide that maybe something else didn't.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that we do a lot of times, because we, you know, obviously have all kinds of products to turkey loads, you know, and we oftentimes measure things based upon how much tighter or, you know, open the pattern becomes. But over the course of time, we've pretty much dialed in AA's to be very optimum in terms of your pattern performance, and we wanted to make sure Diamond Grade wasn't going to make a significant change to that. So, you know, you don't really want your pattern to be like a turkey load, right? And so folks out there shooting this should recognize that, yeah, it's going to be tight, but it's almost spot on standard AA patterns. So you're not going to get this crazy tight pattern that you're going to have to change chokes. You're going to still be able to use that same kind of philosophy that you've gone to with the range. You're just going to have that added downrange performance that is what we were looking for. So,
right. What creates holes in the shot?
Inconsistency. You know, it's not holes in the actual shot pellet. It's in your pattern.
Right.
So, you know, inconsistent shot, malformed shot, whenever that shot gets flats on it or it's not – it's out of round, it just doesn't fly as true. And then
all aerodynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we looked at the 2% antimony versus 8%,
yeah,
it's kind of unbelievable actually how uniform the 8% is after being shot versus the 2%, more than I would have thought.
Right.
You know, so you can look at it, it's clearly just in your hand, look at it, it's going to be clearly less aerodynamic. It's square. You know, on the 2%,
right,
and the 8% still round. So moving through the air, it's gonna change directions and go where it wants. Versus the 8%, it's definitely more uniform. Gonna get where you put it.
Yeah. So you're Anthony. You're shooting Winchester this year.
I am.
And you're gonna shoot the 1 ounce 1290.
Yeah, I've switched this year to 1 ounce. I started off with the 1 ounce 1290. I'm excited to try the Diamond Grade. I haven't tried it yet.
Right.
My shell that I've started off the year with is the 1 ounce 1290. Awesome load. Okay. But I'm looking forward to trying the Diamond Grade and the 1 ounce 1350.
Yeah. Just goes to show you how well the AA product line is. You've got a world champion here that's going to shoot this AA's we're all used to. And we got a national champion here that's ready to shoot the Diamond Grade stuff here.
Right.
So it's. It just tells you that.
I don't think you can go wrong with any Winchester load, to be honest with you.
It just shows you that they're still good for any shoot.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like you said earlier, it's that golf bag. You know, got to have all the clubs in the bag. You got a huge arsenal to pick from.
Yeah. And I don't want to make any promises, but, you know, if that's Anthony's favorite load and he's going to be shooting a lot of it, that I have a feeling that at some point there may be, you know, a 1290 version of Diamond Grade, if that plays out.
Like,
he's got some connection.
You know,
he's got some pull there.
I know some folks.
Okay.
So, if you know, you just keep us posted. Now, if you end up liking one of the other ones, and hey, but we'll keep our ears open, too, to everybody out there. And we're always looking for, you know, obviously you don't want to come out with everything. You know, you want to see how – you know, what's taking off. And, you know, these are really the big hitters. And you guys kind of really helped us determine the load specs that were going to make the most sense. But we see Diamond Grade growing. So.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of excitement around here about it. I mean, on that thing was that when Winchester posted the little 1-minute teaser video Desi and I did, I mean, it was getting 1,000 views an hour.
I think it was getting more than that.
I mean, it was a lot.
Yeah. So talk about the way it looks. You've got I call it the brass. Everybody calls it high brass.
You got that tall nickel-plated head.
Yep.
You got that true brass primer that's famous in all the AA shells. It's just got a smooth, high-strength
gloss,
black gloss to it. You hold it in your hand and tell me that it doesn't feel different.
Yeah.
Drop it in the gun. Hear that thunk. You know, AA, you drop a AA in the chamber, and it has a different sound. It ejects so smoothly. There's no hang up. It's premium in every way. I tease people. I'm joking slightly, but there's some truth to it, that your gun itself would prefer you shoot a shell like this. I'm serious.
I second that.
I'm serious. Your firing pins will agree with it.
Zach's thinking about his gun's feelings now.
Right. Well, you have to.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
They have to build that relationship. You know?
Right.
So is it going to be, is this nickel going to be that size on all the shells?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like Zach said, that smooth hull, it's got a great stamp on it. A shiny kind of silver stamp on that black hull, solid crimp, just like in all the AA's, the same, what is it, double hinge wad? What do we call that?
Yeah, this is standard AA wad.
Yep.
Double base powder. Yep. So while it's not necessarily the cleanest burning, it's going to hold consistent speed at various temperatures, weather conditions and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, cleanliness of burn oftentimes is based upon speed of the powder. And, you know, when you're talking about sporting clays loads, to get those higher velocities, you have to use some slower powders to get there. So to keep them slower, sometimes you put some things on there that, you know, may make it a little less, you know, or a little more dirty, if you want to call it that. But it's all relative. I mean, it's not terrible, and we put primers in there to try to help it keep it clean as possible. But that's what, you know, when you're wanting to go with sporting clays loads, you want it to be that a little bit higher velocity. If you start shooting, you know, 1145 light loads, yeah, they're going to be cleaner, you know.
Right.
But there's certainly less power there, less effectiveness in those sporting clays situations.
So the rebate program that you're known for, Winchester's known for, is that going to apply to this as well?
Yes. So Diamond Grade will follow that same rebate program that we have with our, you know, standard AA's. So it'd be a great way for folks to get out there and try Diamond Grade at, you know, almost opening price point prices. You know, once you apply that rebate, it's going to be a great deal for folks. So
yeah, that's I know that that's a big reason a lot of people buy it, not only because it shoots well, because you offer the rebate back to the customer.
Yep.
Which is good. You know, it's an incentive to buy it. So
right. Well, Ben, do we have any other new products for 2020?
Well, Zach, I'm glad you asked. Yeah, we kind of alluded to it a little bit, but one of the cool new products that we have is the 1250 1 ounce. And again, that kind of came from you guys coming out talking the quote unquote the Desi
load. In the office, they call it the Desi load. They don't market it that way.
It's not on the box, but it is. It was in our sales meeting presentation. There she was, right there. And but. You know, that's we laugh about it, but you know, you guys are the ones out there doing this all the time. You're some of the best in the world, and the fact that that's what you use and that's what you go to, it's like, you know, we needed to have that load.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a very popular load throughout the industry, and it's just kind of a speed point you were just lacking in the line. That's all.
Yep, and I mean, I say that not to, you know, but there are other folks who are asking us about it as well. And so when you said it, it was like, well, shoot. Yeah. I mean, we folks have been saying it, you know, do we need it here or there? But when you guys were talking about it, it's like, yeah, for sure.
The extra confirmation. Yeah. I mean, it's, in my opinion, the most commonly shot load.
It's the most practical speed because it keeps the recoil perfect for lots of people of, you know, all shapes and sizes.
Yeah. Low recoil and quality hit on the target.
Now, Anthony, so you shoot 1290. What's, because I mean, I shoot sporting clays, but nowhere near the level that you guys do. So it always interests me from a development standpoint. Like,
yeah,
okay,
so
what's the.
Essentially, I'm coming from, this will be my first year shooting a whole year of competition with 1 ounce. I've shot ounce and an eighth my whole career, and I just want to go to 1 ounce to shoot the same thing in FITAS. I feel like recoil is something that could potentially become an issue for me. It's one of those things that I wouldn't tell you that it with certainty that it is, but it's definitely feel it's a possibility. You know, I've missed some second shots of pairs, you know, in the last couple of years that can't really tell you why I missed it, etc. So
I'm blaming my misses on
going
recoil
to the,
too.
Going to the 1 ounce, the 1290 just feels right to me. You know, from the coming from an ounce and an eighth historically.
Yep.
It feels like less recoil. The 1 ounce 1250 definitely kicks less.
Yep.
And it's a lot noticeable, but to me it just doesn't psychologically doesn't have the right feel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I guess I want to get hit in the head a little bit harder than 1 ounce 1250.
And you can feel the difference.
Yeah, I can feel the difference for sure. Yeah.
Zach says that too.
But I'm opting, you know, I'm already going down in recoil from an ounce and an eighth, so it just has to, you know, go into a 1 ounce 1250 to me is the feel is too much different.
Yeah.
You know, when the gun goes off. So that's the answer I can give you.
No, that's good feedback.
He's getting older.
Yeah.
I am.
Hey, fortunately, unfortunately, we all are, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, recoil has to be some form, you know, something over time. It's, I guess, cumulative, right? You know, so.
Yeah.
And you probably just don't want to keep switching back and forth. You want to be confident in what you're shooting.
That's,
right?
It's going to help me for sure in FITAS because I'm going to be more confident when I'm using all the time.
Yeah, yeah. How hard is it to make a different shot size shell? So she wanted the 1 ounce 1250. How hard is it for Winchester to retool or whatever they have to do to be able to make that?
Well, I mean, for most part, we just have to change some powders. You know, like a lot of times on double A's, that's why I said like on when we did sporting clays, it was pretty easy initially to just say, you know what, let's just bump up the velocity. That's a great sporting clays load, and that is great. I mean, it works perfectly. Sometimes you have to do a little tweaking to hit those velocities just right because based upon what powders there may be out there and available, you might not be able to exactly hit that. You may have to work with the folks we buy powder from to kind of work on a new powder. But a lot of these velocities have been around for a while, so there's a lot of folks out there that can hit those consistently. When it comes to shot, you know, we have our own shot tower, so we drop the shot and we meter the shot out. So that's more of just a everyday, all day kind of thing. Having 7.5s or 8s or 9s or whatever folks use out there, you know, we're capable of doing that. So the antimony, adding antimony is something that is a little, you know, 8% antimony isn't something historically that we've been able to offer because 6% has historically been where we thought we could, the most we could do. But we tasked ourselves to say, hey, you know, how can we make this thing better? Can we make it even harder? And we did it. So
yeah. Can you go into the process of making the shell? What and your testing and how does that work? It's interesting to hear that from somebody
there's,
that's around.
Shot shell is a very interesting process. I started in shot shell probably 17 years ago with Winchester, and so it's near and dear to my heart, but it's a lot of assembly processes go together. One of which that is very interesting and a lot of times gets overlooked is the primer itself. I mean, the primer has, you know, it's got a primer cup. It's got a battery cup that the primer cup goes on top of. There's an anvil inside there. There's the mix. And then there's a little piece of foil paper. It's called over the flash hole. That actually helps keep powder from migrating into the primer itself, which can cause issues with it going off. So you think about that. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, like five pieces just in the primers. And you see, look how little they are. I mean, that's a manufacturing feat in and of itself.
Right.
And we're one of the best and largest manufacturers of shot shell primers in the world. Then, you know, you start to look at, okay, well, now we got to make some tubes. You know, we've got these giant tube lines where we bring in, you know, rail cars full of plastic and put those things together. And there's a lot of science that goes into a high strength tube, different ways of aligning those plastic molecules to make them stronger. So that whenever you guys are shooting it, you're not seeing any issues. It's shot to shot consistency. Double A wads, that design work, you know, we're every so often tweaking those things, changing the hinges a little bit, changing the plastic. But for the most part, they've been pretty similar for quite some time because they are just flat out good. They work very consistent from a pattern perspective. And then we talked about the shot a little bit. I'm in heads. I mean, we've got a process of drawing those heads out. And, you know, it comes in as a strip, goes out as a head, and then we got to bring all that that stuff together, you know. So we got to bring that head primer tube together, smack it all into one, send it over to the loader, and put stuff in. You guys have seen
yeah,
it work.
Throw it together, man.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm oversimplified, and the guys in the plant would probably think, dude, right. it's a lot harder.
Well, I think
than that,
what's interesting about the ammunition industry as a whole, I mean, a lot of these ammunitions that people think of as everyday are basically just loaders. They're kind of sourcing components all over from different places. Whereas Winchester is making, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, the only thing you're not necessarily doing is the powder itself.
Yeah, I mean, we actually have one of our close partners builds the wads for us, but we design all the wads. So we send them the wad designs. We purchase molding equipment that they hold for us, and then they operate the facility and build the wads. But they're all our designs. They're all rooted from Winchester technology.
Right.
How many, and you might not know the answer to this, but how many, I guess, cases or shotgun shells do you produce maybe in a week or a day?
If I told you that, I'd have to kill you.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's a lot. It's Is a lot. It? Yeah. I mean, and, you know, you walk through the plant, and if you guys have, and Anthony, hopefully you get the chance to go through there, but it's amazing how many components are going through there. And when you see it, it kind of makes you smile because you're like, people are out there shooting and having fun with this stuff. You know, it's being used, and we're a big piece of that. And we just appreciate folks, you know, using Winchester and for what they love to do. You know, right. But it isn't pretty impressive how many. It's a lot. I mean, it's
yeah, the plant. The
but
plant
it has to
is
be.
Very, very, very
couple hundred.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean,
to see. 250. And you can see, you know, dial turns and these big long belts and these shells.
Well, you see, they're whizzing by on multiple loaders, you know, 5 to 6 days a week, yeah. 24 hours a day.
Yeah. I mean, you see them everywhere, so you know you got to do a lot. So
it's a lot.
Well, I'm glad that this product's out. Kind of excited. I'm gonna try to shoot. I'm gonna fire off a box or two.
Another one I just want to mention quick for 2020, Winchester's bringing back. I've had a lot of people mention over the last few years the AA Super Pigeon. These flyer shooters historically were rabid for that 1.25 copper plated 7.5 at 1220 in a AA.
Okay, that's been off the market and it's coming
back. You know. We had built it, kind of like lost interest for a little while, and now we're seeing a resurgence in demand for it. And I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, we are going to be doing that this year as well.
So. I've personally been contacted probably by 8 people over the last 6 months asking if they were ever going to bring that back. And there's a lot of people excited about it.
When's it going to be out?
It'll be out probably later this spring.
Okay, what about the
AA Diamond Grade? We're going to start building that here in early February for the first time, and you'll probably build some more in March and April. So by next month, we'll have stuff on the shelves.
That's what I'm
ready to go.
That's what I'm talking.
Zach, these guys will have some maybe a little bit before that, and just try to get out ahead of things, keep folks happy, you know.
Get used to it.
That's right.
Yep. Well, that's all I've got. I appreciate your time sitting here with us, and I learned a lot by just listening to you talk. So I appreciate everybody's time, and I appreciate the people listening
awesome.
To the podcast.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks
guys.
Ben.